All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Timey kangaroo down, Spot. Timey kangaroo down.
What? You don't own a kangaroo, Squidly. You're stuck with a bird.
No, it's just an old song I have.
Today we're going to meet some kangaroos in our adventure. Patch the Pirates Down Under.
We met Billy Bong Boomerang last week, and we also found out about the pesky Wombrat when Peanut fell into a mud pit.
Let's continue our adventure, mates, as we head for the Boinga Boinga. Full speed ahead!
We'd best hang together, mates. It's going to be screaming dangerous from here on out.
Billy Bong, how'd that big mud pit that Peanut fell into get in the middle of the trail?
Well, Cap, here in the land down under, there's millions of pesky little diggers called wombats.
Why haven't we seen any?
Because they hide out underground most of the time during the day. They've got tunnels all over Australia, and they're always pulling practical jokes on people.
You mean that mud pit was a joke?
Watch out, mates! There's a giant rock rolling toward us down the path.
Quick, get off the trail!
Dive in the bushes!
Get out of the way!
Can I have some candy?
Grab Princess!
Oh!
That was close.
Are you blokes still in one piece?
Barely. I don't think anything's broken.
My blanket got dirty.
Where did the giant boulder come from?
I'm afraid it was the leader of the wombats that did it. He's always up to some new mischief. They call him Wombrat.
He sure plays rough.
You ain't seen Diddly yet, Cap. Down, mates, quick!
Look at all those king-sized kangaroos.
There must be hundreds of them.
Keep it quiet, mates. This place is called the Boinga Boinga, and those aren't normal kangaroos. They're the famous Boinga Boinga giant boxing kangaroos.
Kangaroos?
That's right, Sport. They're dangerous, and they're very, very rude.
Why are they all wearing boxing gloves?
You'll find out soon enough.
Look at that huge kangaroo over there.
They call her Waltzing Matilda because of her fancy footwork.
All right, you rat bags. I see you over there.
Oh, mates, look like she got us up a gum tree.
Come here, Fodden, or I'm coming after you. We kill our enemies before they kill us.
But we don't want to fight you, Waltzing Matilda.
We want to be friends.
Right, mates. I've heard that line before. Then the next time I turn me back, bang, I get shot, and before you can say didgeridoo, I'm a cute little pair of slippers on some bloke's stinking feet. No, thank you.
Ma'am, please, we don't want to hurt anybody.
Well, I do, you know, Hopper, so quit your yabbering and prepare to fight.
Mum?
Joey, get your head back in the pouch and stay quiet.
But, Mum, let me punch their lights out. I'll beat them up in no time.
You listen to me, young Roo. Get back inside me pouch before you get hurt.
Relax, Mum. You need a break. I'll take care of him for you.
Joey, come back here!
He's just a tiny little roommate. Don't hurt him.
Hurt me? Oh, you're making me mad.
Come on, tiny kangaroo down, Sport.
Tiny, is it, huh? Why, you two Bob Jackaroos couldn't knock a flea off a dingo. Watch this.
Look out, Princess!
Okay! Joey gave me a boo-boo.
And you're next, Pee-wee.
Captain, what'll I do? He's too cute to hit.
Hide behind that cactus, Pee-wee.
Okay.
That's no cactus, mate.
So, you Pee-wee, you think I'm cute, huh? I'm gonna hit you so hard your grandkids will be born with a headache.
Joey, watch out for that.
Owie, owie, kangarooie.
That poor little Roo just stepped on a spiny anteater.
Oh, me poor tootsies.
Look at all the needles sticking in his feet.
Joey, does it hurt bad?
Mum, please hurry up and pull the needles out of me feet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joey, but I can't help a bit with these blooming boxing gloves on. Could someone give me a hand?
Oh, sure, Matilda. We'd be glad to lend a hand.
After all, that's what friends are for.
When you see a friend in need, just lend a hand.
Do a kindly little deed and lend a hand.
Help your sister fix her hair. Show your friends you really care.
You can do it anywhere. Just lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand. The carpet needs a sweeping, lend a hand.
If the garbage starts a creeping, lend a hand.
When the lawn is filled with leaves, when your brother starts to sneeze,
pass the Kleenex if you please and lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
So much better now, thanks to our enemies here.
Waltzing Matilda, we'd much rather be friends than enemies.
Please, Mum?
I don't know.
Tell me truly, Matilda, have we been acting like enemies?
Come on, Mum, give him a chance.
All right, mates, I give up. I surrender already. Let's be friends.
That's it, Mum.
It's that law again.
What law?
The law of the boomerang. If you treat folks real friendly like, eventually your friendliness will come back to you.
Is that why Jesus said that I'm supposed to love my enemies and do good to those who hate me?
Hey, I just thought of the best way in the world to destroy all my enemies.
Pee-wee!
What, Pixie? I'll just change them all into friends.
Now there's a beaut idea.
If your foe is hungry, then offer him some food. If your foe is selfish, you'd better not be rude. When you're treated badly, just turn the other cheek. Trust the Lord to give you power, even though you're weak.
Conquer your foes and turn them into friends. This is the remedy the Bible recommends. Give back good for evil and never seek revenge. Love your enemies to death and turn them into friends.
When you are mistreated and you know who's to blame, hold that angry temper and don't you dare complain. Pray for those who hurt you and show them your concern. When they call you ugly names, just love them in return.
Conquer your foes and turn them into friends. This is the remedy the Bible recommends. Give back good for evil and never seek revenge. Love your enemies to death and turn them into friends. Conquer your foes and turn them into friends. This is the remedy the Bible recommends. Give back good for evil and never seek revenge. Love your enemies to death and turn them into friends. Turn them into friends.
I'm sure glad I found out about the law of the boomerang, Captain.
Why is that, Pixie?
Because now all I have to do is treat others with love and kindness, and everyone will treat me the same way.
Well, that's not quite the whole truth, Pixie.
What do you mean, Captain?
We're not supposed to place our trust in people to reward us for our good deeds.
We aren't?
Of course not. Sometimes we see the fruit of our good works immediately, and sometimes we don't. Remember, the Lord is the one who's keeping track, and He'll make sure every wrong is made right.
When will that be, Captain Patch?
When He takes us to live with Him forever. In heaven.
One day I will go to a place that my Lord has prepared for me. shall wipe away all my tears.
Come, Lord, quickly come.
Come, Lord, take me home today.
Sometimes how I long to see the beauty of your face. Savior, hear my prayer. Come and lead me there. Come, Lord, quickly come and take me home. Lord, I cry to you. Let me touch every scar that you bore for me. Rid my life of sin and fear. Break the chains that hold me here. Come, Lord, quickly come.
Come, Lord, take me home today.
Sometimes how I long to see the beauty of your face. Savior, hear my prayer. Come and lead me there. Come, Lord, quickly come and take me.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That be a verse from the book of the Revelation. Mates, we need to be looking forward to the return of our Lord Jesus.
We need to listen for the trumpet.
Come, Lord, in majesty from heaven's throne. Shout for your saints to rise. Lord, take us home. Call us out of this world of sin. Come, Lord, today. Quickly, Jesus, come quickly. Take us away. Listen for the trumpet. Jesus is coming. Listen for the trumpet. Look to the sky. No more sorrow, no more night, only God's eternal light. Jesus is coming again. No more sorrow, no more night, only God's eternal light. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Jesus is coming. Listen for the trumpet.
Greetings from the good ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some exciting news for every sailor.
Our adventure this week is Patch the Pirate Down Under, and the theme is You Reap What You Sow.
Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts with real audio, download free coloring pages, and more. Click patchthepirate.org for more information about all of our children's recordings and music. From the airwaves to the webwaves, we are committed to reaching families with the finest Christ-honoring music and message. Click patchthepirate.org.